CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Reuters reporting. In a bid to manage fraying relations with China, a long-discussed call between U.S. President Joe Biden and leader Xi Jinping expected to take place. A long list of agreements weigh heavy on ties between the two largest economies. Washington is seeking to ease U.S. dependence on Chinese-made chips with a new bill providing more than $50 billion in subsidies, as well as tax credits to chip manufacturers, is mentioned. There are other fraying relations. We welcome Alan Tonelson, who blogs at Reality Check, our guide on manufacturing and trade, especially with the People's Republic of China through these pandemic years. Alan, a very good evening to you. What do you want the president's phone call with Xi Jinping to focus upon? Chips, trade, tariffs? Good evening to you, Alan.
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. What I think the president urgently needs to focus on right now is neither chips nor trade. He needs to focus on Taiwan, because with every passing day, the Chinese claims that Taiwan is nothing more than a renegade province, that it has every right to reunite with forcefully, raises tensions very dangerously, because in recent years, Taiwan's security and Taiwan's autonomy has become nothing less than a vital U.S. national security interest, because Taiwan has become the world's leader in the technology needed to manufacture the most powerful semiconductors, which are, of course, vital to U.S. national security because they go into every single weapon system practically that we have, but they're also vital to U.S. economic prosperity because chips are just ubiquitous throughout the entire goods sector and the entire service sector, too.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, the United States, and specifically the Biden administration, has had many conversations with Xi Jinping and with other Chinese officials about all the issues that we've just discussed. It seems things are getting worse. Should we continue to talk to China about these things?
Gordon, that is such an important point, and it relates to another major concern that I have, that the U.S. priority seems to be repairing frayed relations with China, relying on the establishment or the reestablishment of what's been considered to be smooth relations to protect and safeguard U.S. interests satisfactorily. But 25 or 30 years of dealing with the communist Chinese government should have taught us the clear lesson that the U.S.'s top priority is not maintaining smooth relations with an increasingly powerful, increasingly dangerous rogue regime. It's making sure that specific and concrete U.S. security and U.S. economic interests are protected and advanced.
Alan, I want to concentrate on chips because that's a story that combines Taiwan and the legislation in the Congress right now about subsidies and fab plants, the building of high-end chips, the really good stuff that is needed for the future. TSMC, as I understand it, is the world's master of building high-end chips. It's on Taiwan. That means that China's aggression towards Taiwan threatens the world's ability to go forward with automobiles, AI, and everything in between. Right now, is the U.S. in a position to do something about that, to protect that TSMC plant in some series of plants in some fashion? Is there time for us to bring it to safer shores? Is there time for us to reproduce it in the U.S.? Because Taiwan in the hands of the PRC would give them a monopoly.
John, what's really worrisome is that in terms of the military balance in the region surrounding Taiwan, we just don't know. What we do know is that there have been many reports that when the U.S. national security community, the official community, when it plays war games, pitting U.S. forces versus Chinese forces in some sort of a battle over Taiwan, the outcome doesn't always favor U.S. forces, and we can be absolutely certain that because China's technology prowess keeps advancing, that whatever hopes the United States has for prevailing in such a conflict keeps shrinking with every single passing day. But what's also certain is that there is absolutely nothing that the United States government or the United States private sector can do to restore chip manufacturing technology leadership to the United States, simply because the factories needed to turn out these devices take so long to build. We're talking about multi-year construction projects, not to mention the very long supply chains that such advanced chip manufacturing requires.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, I think that you have to start somewhere. But I'd like to ask you a question about something that appeared yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer removed an anti-China security measure from the CHIPS Act. This was a provision from Rob Portman that would have denied, would have barred U.S. companies from making products in China, such as semiconductors, that were developed using federal money. What do you know about this, and what do you think about this?
From all I know, the reports that this provision has been struck from the legislation are in fact accurate, and that there will be nothing to prevent U.S.-owned semiconductor companies from using U.S. taxpayers' money to either build new operations in China or to expand existing operations in China. And that strikes me as being completely outrageous. Even granted that money is of course, fungible, and even granted that there is a fairly effective U.S. export control regime that tries to make sure that advanced U.S. know-how doesn't make its way to China, the idea that the American semiconductor companies that have been lobbying so hard on this question felt it so necessary to strike that provision and to protect and to secure their future ability to use taxpayer money to finance operations in China should tell everybody that they've got some pretty big plans on that score coming up. And it's very disturbing. And that provision needs to be put back in promptly.
I need a timeline, Alan. How long to get a fab plant that matches what TSMC has?
Well, first, we have to remember that there is no U.S.-owned semiconductor company today that can match you, that can match TSMC's capabilities, that TSMC keeps on investing massively in technology to make sure that it maintains that lead, and that even if that were not the case, even if TSMC were not making continued progress, we're talking at least 5 years.
5 years to match it. Gordon, is there a plan B to your knowledge? You travel around and you talk to a lot of people. Presuming TSMC falls into the hands of the PRC.
No, there is no plan B.
At that point then, Alan, do I say correctly that we are then beholden to the Chinese Communist Party for what we need for our economy?
Well, not yet, but we're certainly completely dependent on the ability of the U.S. military to keep Taiwan safe from communist Chinese predation. And that capability is very much open to doubt right now.
Alan Tonelson, he blogs at Reality Check, helping us understand the present legislation in Washington about producing high-end chips. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.